suppose one of the difficulties I have is that the fact that we as a council isn't in a position to finance our own projects mostly, and we're very dependent on a Dublin government. And unfortunately, again, what happens is that what projects are being developed is very much politically led instead of what's in the best interest of the community. I suppose one of them projects is that we see the bridge in Bulbeg at Irwinvik, which is very vital in terms of safe passage for people who walk that road on a regular basis, that we've been at this for many, many years. I, as a councillor, which was one of my first main projects to push forward, but recognising the fact that there was others at it long before I was a councillor, and I certainly encourage and welcome the fact that, you know, late in the game, that certainly other councillors have come on board. But that all said, is now we've got money for it, 130,000-odd, which is encouraging. But this money now is going to consultants and it's going to towards design. And, you know, when this bridge was initially designed and what it looked like was priced was around 60,000, what we're looking at now is hundreds of thousands instead of tens of thousands. And this is where the red tape comes into the equation, where the government, everything has to go on to Dublin, Donegal, Dublin, Donegal, different departments. And instead of building the bridge, we're just choking ourselves consistently with red tape.